Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are talking with both Rich and Kate, who will be performing tonight as part of the Port Washington Play Troupe in Hillwood Hall, doing a mythology mixtape performance, which is, it's wonderful. I mean, it's really, they're taking mythology stories or stories from Greek mythology and wrapping songs from the 80s around them to try to put the story into music. If I'm basically saying it correctly. And to get information, actually not even on this performance, on any of the performances that are done here at Hillwood and on LIU for the Play Troupe, it's the Port Washington Play Troupe. .com?
PortWashingtonPlayTroupe.com.
And they also work at a Landmark Theater in Port Washington. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and it's a troupe. Troupe means club, like?
Organization.
Group of players. Okay, I mean, the stuff that they've done each year is tremendous in different venues around Long Island. So I suppose going to PortWashingtonPlayTroupe.com would be the best way. And then when you come to a show, give them your email address, and you get on the mailing list or the email address. Because these are the kind of things, and we talk about it, Otto and I, you know, next week somebody's going to be talking about the show they went to. Yeah. And somebody's going to say, oh, I didn't know. I would have went. I was doing nothing. And it happens so often.
Yeah,
with
sure.
The information that's around, it's a shame because opportunities like this, you know, they're few and far between, but they're good.
I've heard of the Play Troupe of Port Washington lots of times, but because I was involved with this other thing that I go to, I didn't really think about it. But the bottom line is, I should think about it because there's a lot of really great stuff there. And obviously with the two people you have here now, there's a lot of really talented people that perform. And as was pointed out, you don't have to go all the way into Manhattan.
Right.
You can do that occasionally, of course, but it's nice to come out here too.
Another way is, I don't know, if you're on Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook. They'll make announcements through Facebook. Just for a little plug for the summer show, they're going to be doing Once Upon a Mattress this summer at the Landmark, and also Stagecoach this fall. So something else to look forward to.
The Stagecoach is a radio drama.
Right.
Oh, that's a radio drama. Okay, radio and I've gone drama. To a radio
yes,
drama,
we do
too.
At Hillwood, right,
which is awesome.
WCW.
Yeah.
Right. Those really are. The first, the Foley, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah,
right.
The Foley.
Yes, yeah. Was wonderful to have the guy in the corner with the table of, you know, different gadgets to make the door and the squeak and the fan. It's
That's how it was.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't know that. And it was just really to watch it. It was War of the Worlds is the one that I saw last time. Yeah.
A little radio show. Way to get to explore different aspects of theater. We were joking before about how we were sitting up working on the program last night. But a couple of our members introduced themselves to Foley. They got fascinated by it, and they studied up on it and practiced with, you know, Brian Long and Tim LaValle. Both have taught themselves Foley art.
Wow, it's amazing. It really, it's the stuff, we talked about this last week, and I just want to repeat it. You know, when you have young children, okay, to go into Manhattan to a show, is you buy two tickets because you have a 10 and a 12-year-old, you just spend $300, and then you and your husband or just one of you take, that makes no difference. Yeah. They want something neat, you park the car, you got $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my daughter years ago, I have three daughters, I took the three of them and my wife to Phantom of the Opera.
Mm.
Fortunately, there was some tremendous deal and got dirt cheap tickets.
Yeah.
So and at the time, say they were $100 a ticket, maybe I paid 10 or 20, it was ridiculous. At the end of the show, my middle daughter, I said, how'd you like the show? She said, it was nice, Dad. I think it would have been nicer if it was in English. It was in English. I was like, oh, boy, you got a lot out of this. And I didn't care because it was $10 or $15.
Sure.
But if you had spent $500, it moves. But you go to these type of events where they can have an appreciation of the music. Mm-hmm. And everybody doesn't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If you have a family of 3, 4, 5, one of them is going to turn around and say, this isn't for me. But you didn't lose a fortune.
Yeah.
And you expose the ones who care to tremendous talent.
Tonight, it's a voluntary donation of $5.
Right.
I mean, it's,
yes.
it's quite, take
well,
a few zeros off.
The Janna family
of the
was so generous.
Right.
Right. We should mention that.
But even if you paid the $10 or whatever it is, I mean, it's just an opportunity. And that's how young people are going to turn around and say, well, I'd love to do what Kate is doing. I'd love to do what Rich did.
Yeah.
And so, here he is, a Marine for 6 years. People say, oh, no, I'm a tough guy. I don't want to be in that. He was a Marine for 6 years, and he's in theater.
Well, live theater is I'm not sure how many younger people really like to go to live theater because they have so many other outlets, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really think it's great because the talent required, as I said earlier, to memorize the lines and to be able to do all these things with no second takes. I mean, this is it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're not correcting it. It's not like a television show where you do pieces of it or movies or whatever. So I, you know, it'd be good for all people to get their younger generation to go to theater and see live performances.
Sure.
It's a special talent that you don't appreciate until you really see people doing
it. Otto, the audience is as important as the people on stage, too.
And I can honestly say my love for theater and live shows came from my grandmother, my older generation, bringing me into the shows. But so maybe some of your grandparents out there, grab your grandchildren and come on out to some live shows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have to pick your spots, of course. There are certain shows that are more conducive to having kids be at, but there's plenty of it. Usually music is okay no matter what age.
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, I am going to throw one little caveat in there. If you do bring your kids, which is very wonderful, and you have one of those little ones that wants to talk and yell through the whole thing, it's polite to say, okay, this is not working. I'm taking you home.
Yeah. This applies to seniors, too.
Exactly.
You know, maybe 10.
Yeah, but again, it can be distracting in the reverse. I mean, the characters or the stars live off the energy from the audience, too. But, and just as easily can be distracted if you say, they're not even listening to us. You know, the kids are yelling about popcorn or some ridiculousness. So it's a two-way street there.
Sure.
I'm a senior, so I can say this without hopefully getting smacked around. But some seniors have an attitude that they can just about do whatever they feel like doing when they're the audience, all right? And, you know, you should be courteous and respectful of the people who are up there no matter what. And don't go marching out before the show ends because you're in a rush to get to where I don't know, you know. To go where I really don't know, but I find that very annoying as a person in the audience. So I can imagine. I know you probably try to block out a lot of the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, when you're concentrating
on what you're doing. But I was in sales all my life and had to do presentations and whatnot. And I know it wasn't very good when there were people out there who were kind of like, you know, they were not in my zone. They were somewhere else and doing, you know, whatever. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's not great when you're trying to perform either.
Right.
I can say this. You're not the performer.
You're not allowed to until after the show. You get to turn around and say what you want.
The show, that's fine.
Well, this show has a lot of energy, so hopefully no one will be nodding off or walking out. It's also not very long. It's in duration. It's maybe an hour and 20 minutes or so.
Short and
intense.
That's what you want. I mean, honestly, it's 8 o'clock. It's a 9:30 end. That's perfect for people. I was with Eric Alexander last night, who is Vision Long Island and talking about rebuilding downtown. And I was over by the Space in Westbury where he's talking about, and we had a conversation in reference to places like LIU, Tilly Center, Hillwood, and to get the restaurants around them to do 6 o'clock meals, so you're out at 7:30, and do 10 o'clock meals. So, you know, the show finishes at 9:30, we're sitting down at 9:45, tapas type of thing, you have something, need a cup of coffee. It's for the neighborhood, it's thriving to come to a show like this, and you don't want to get out at 11 o'clock, because then it's like, oh, we haven't eaten, or you're coming from work. You're playing it around the whole community. Over in Landmark, the same thing. All the restaurants around there, they do business.
Sure.
When companies like this come into a town, the neighborhood does better. It's not only enjoyable, it's business opportunities.
You know, you bring up an interesting point. We went to the Huntington Playhouse 2 weeks ago with the AARP bus.
Okay.
And they bring you there, and they have a whole bus load, and there were God knows how many buses. 30, 40 buses.
Wow. Okay.
And the place was packed. And the show was great. I can't remember the name of it right now, but the show was great. But they had lunch and the whole bit. And my point really is people go all to way to Huntington, take the bus and the whole bit. Why couldn't stuff like that be done out here without people having to go all that far?
Yeah, right. Port Washington, great place to see a show. Make a night out of it, you know, get a nice dinner, see a show.
Many restaurants. And
I mean, do they have packages where they tie it in with a dinner or?
There's some restaurant, right? I think.
Yeah, there's some close by restaurants that definitely support our shows there.
And we probably can't bring up names, but I.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Can we?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Well, I know, like, there's a Finn McCool's in there.
Finn McCool's is right across the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm trying to add diner Wild Honey. It's just up from, there's shish kebab just down.
Right.
Shish kebab just down the road from the Landmark. Another, I'm not thinking of the name. But it's really lined with restaurants in Lower Main Street.
You have a package where the bus picks up at certain, like Clinton Martin Park and New High Park.
There's always Louis.
Louis, yeah. Or, you know, you make your own package.
Two couples. Guy myself.
Yeah.
Two or three. You're Burger King, you don't look
And I like Duan, the Indian place.
To drop them off for fries on the way to...
Rich, you were saying something.
Oh, no, I was just talking about Burger King.
He's a Burger King guy, he said. So you can always get something there. But honestly, the point is, and you were mentioning it earlier in the show, especially if we're talking for seniors, you create what you want.
Exactly.
So you call up a few friends, say, we're going to the show tonight, and everybody listening, and let's pick up something right here in Glen Cove Road before we get there. Depending on where you're coming from, it's 5 minutes away.
Yes.
Or, again, we're finishing at 9:30, at 10 o'clock. There's a Landmark diner. There's, you know, not recommending any specific place. Everybody has their own choice of food.
Right.
But you can go out. That's and you're home then at 11 o'clock. And it's the end of the day. I always, like, if you didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like, you didn't spend $150 a ticket.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's the other big thing, which is important. People, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we're basically out of time.
Oh.
For Rich and Kate, I thank you so much for coming by. I am going to be there tonight. I'm looking forward to listening to Pam.
Good.
Thank you again
I'm
for
sorry,
all the
I
tremendous
can't.
Work you do.
But I can't.
And that's it. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.